This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect our office's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in these three fields, all in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on the current trends and issues facing the Garden State. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hello, my name is Jim McDavitt. I'm a senior planner in the Preparedness Bureau for the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the Area Maritime Security Committees, or AMSC, how it plays a vital role in bolstering the security of our nation's ports. The AMSC brings together a wide range of partners in the maritime field, providing opportunities for collaborative planning, coordination, open lines of communication, as well as identifying effective security measures across all segments of the maritime transportation system. Today, I am joined by Captain Benjamin Cooper, who currently serves as the commander of the Coast Guard Sector Delaware Bay and captain of Port of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He oversees 750 active duty, reserve, and civilian personnel to execute the Coast Guard's mission across a large portion of Pennsylvania and New Jersey and all of Delaware out to 200 miles offshore. The captain ensures the sector carries out the Coast Guard's mission to protect mariners on the sea, protect the nation from threats delivered by the sea, and to protect the sea itself. The Delaware Bay region hosts the nation's fifth largest city. A diverse deepwater port complex leads the nation's steel, paper, and perishable good imports and supports significant petrochemical and fisheries activity and approximately 250,000 recreational boaters. Previously, Captain Cooper served as the Deputy Sector Commander at Sector Delaware Bay. Prior to that, he was assigned to Coast Guard Headquarters in Washington, D.C., and will be heading back there for his next assignment. Captain Cooper, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So let's dive right into this. Why were the Area Maritime Security Committees established?
Well, the Area Maritime Security Committees were established under the Maritime Transportation Security Act of 2002, which was established after the attacks of 9/11. What they do is they provide an opportunity to bring together the whole community centered around the ports, and that allows us to plan for contingencies, to develop various contingencies to deal with security risks, to bring together people so we all understand each other's resources, and then to exercise those plans. It's a collaborative group where we try to coordinate across different entities across those three states.
What are some of the roles and responsibilities of the Area Maritime Security Committee?
Their job is to look across those three states, and what we do is we identify critical port infrastructure. We try to understand the operations. So if we have a better understanding of all the different entities in the port, we can therefore kind of gather an understanding of the risk and how we build plans to deal with those risks. Those plans are mitigation strategies, and in the methods, who will help us and how they will help us reduce risk or respond in case something happens.
What geographical area does the Sector Delaware Bay Area Maritime Security Committee cover?
So the Area Maritime Security Committees are designed around the sector geographic boundaries. There are 35 Coast Guard sectors built around the major ports in the country. So the Delaware Bay region includes most of New Jersey, starting in Long Branch, New Jersey, all the way down to Cape May and then inland, all of Delaware, and then the eastern two-thirds of Pennsylvania. So it's centered really around the Delaware Bay and river.
Because of that area of responsibility includes multiple states, how do you balance their priorities and missions?
Well, so how we balance those priorities is we have to first gather a good understanding of what's out there and what the risks are. So we've been doing AMSCs since 2002. We have a pretty good idea of the fixed and critical infrastructure out there. What are the risks there? But then we also need to understand the maritime commerce happening in the port and the relative risks of those entities. So we approach it by risk, and we work with each of the states, and we try to reduce risk no matter where the state is. We start with the highest and work our way down.
And now you talk about a lot about risk. Does the committee break down into subcommittees to focus on those risks? And if so, why?
So overall, we have about 360 members of the Area Maritime Security Committee. And then we do break down into a couple of particularly important subcommittees. One is the Port Readiness Committee, and that looks at military outloads, or actually return of military supplies. That's an area that you want to make sure that you have good security for. So we plan for that every year. We also have a cyber subcommittee, and that's a growing field. Everyone's quite concerned about cyber and what the implications are. And that's no different in the port environment. There's some pretty significant things in the port. 90% of our international trade comes by sea. So both cyber and physical security is critical to us there. And also there is a port security grant program administered by DHS. And we review port security grant applications and we make recommendations through that grant subcommittee. And then each year, grants are awarded. And just last year, there was $2.8 million awarded to 11 different agencies in the Delaware Bay region.
Wow. So the AMSC is made up of members from both public and private sector. What is the importance of having both the public-private sector involvement in the committee, and how does it benefit the private sector as well as the public sector?
So again, we're looking at maritime commerce as well as critical infrastructure. From the private sector, there are four remaining refineries on that river. It's a very heavy petrochemical port on the Delaware River. So we bring in folks like that. We have the liquefied petroleum gas exporters. We have critical infrastructure at the airport. So you have a mix of public and private entities all along throughout the region. And when we bring them together, we get a better understanding of risk. They can share with one another, too, so they can have a better cooperative agreement.
Okay. What are some of the challenges in maritime security that have been identified by the group? And what has been done by the group to address those?
Well, there are numerous issues along the waterfront. What we try to do is we try to work together. For instance, perhaps installing cameras for security facilities or trying to integrate existing systems that are out there. That's been quite a lot of our work to try and find out, you know, just what is needed to increase security requirements, security capabilities throughout the port.
What are some of the accomplishments or best practices that you achieved over the past year?
Well, over the past year, like I said, we were able to help fund $2.8 million in grants. We've also had some pretty significant security-related exercises, which is a team effort. And when you work together in an exercise, you learn a lot about each other. And I always like to say it's better to sweat in practice than it is to bleed in battle, right? So we sweat in an exercise. So we did a pretty significant radiological exercise with a counterterrorism team from the Coast Guard, as well as the New Jersey State Police, the Delaware State Police, and other members from the AMSC. And that was an exercise back in the fall. How would we respond to radiological material coming into the Delaware Bay? That was a great exercise. The FBI got involved with that as well. We've also done some cybersecurity exercises and tabletops to try and share information, understand what vulnerabilities are out there, what may or may not be at risk, and how do you respond. So those have been two very good exercises we've done. And also, we held a supply chain security workshop for the ports.
It sounds like you have a lot going on. What does the future of the AMSC look like? What are some of the priorities moving forward the next couple of years?
Well, we are heavily involved in trying to figure out cybersecurity. For instance, this summer, we're working with a pipeline company, and we're going to run an exercise with them and members of the AMSC. We're going to tie in cybersecurity and physical security. And because it's a pipeline, we're also going to tie in some of our other Coast Guard responsibilities like pollution response. And how do we bring in those entities for an incident that may start as a security incident and evolve into a pollution response incident?
Sounds good. One final question I have. What have you learned from your time serving here as commander of Sector Delaware Bay, the AMSC, that you'll take to headquarters when you move on to your next duty there?
Well, I think I've learned, hopefully people will agree with me, but I've tried to be humble. I think it's a constant learning environment. I've learned that I don't know as much as I wish I knew, and I'm constantly trying to learn and collaborate with folks in the port to find out what those risks are. So when I go to Coast Guard headquarters, I am sure I will be learning about all kinds of different programs. My job will be trying to help fund Coast Guard capabilities. So that whether we need new helicopters or new icebreakers or offshore patrol cutters for the drug war or any other missions for our military and law enforcement, any other assets for military and law enforcement missions, you kind of have to know what's out there. You kind of got to collaborate with the folks out there and stretch what limited resources you have and then address the risks best you can.
Awesome. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, thank you for having me today. AMSC is really a good team effort where we all collaborate together. We have 360 folks from those three states, but we're always welcome more folks who want to help ensure the security of the region.
Well, thank you, Captain, for your service, and I appreciate you taking the time today to discuss the AMSC's role in maintaining a safe and secure maritime transportation system. For more information or resources on maritime transportation systems, visit our website, njhomelandsecurity.gov, or the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Delaware Bay's website, homeport.uscg.mil. Thanks for listening, and thanks for joining us today.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.